with the issue of the Esrog and the uniqueness of the Esrog in terms of Maaser and Shemitah. So the Gemara returns, Taima, the Lulav Barshishis Hanichnas Lishvias Hu. Namely, that we posited that the reason we're able to be mavliya, the price of the esrog in the lulav, is because the lulav has no kedusha shvius. It's a lulav yet from a chanata of shanashishis, hashvius kadosh. The working assumption would be that the same way that an esrog during the Shemitah year has kedusha shvius, a lulav that would have had the chanata of the Shvius year would have also had Kedusha Shvius. But is that really true? Amai. Eitzim ba'almahu. We're just dealing with wood. The Eitzim ein behem Kedushas Shvius. And it appears, as we're going to see in a few minutes from Mishnas and Brisos in Shemitah, that that which is inedible doesn't have Kedushas Shvius. Kedusha Shvius is, we spoke about, Lehem Yelo Achla. There's a mitzvah of bringing it to eating, and that's not Shayach by Eitzim. The Tanya, Alei Kanim Ve'Alei Gefanim Shegavavan Lechova Al Penei Hasadeh. That if you gathered into an otsar, vines, so then we say it depends on what your kavana was. If loktan la'achila, then yesh bahem kedusha shvius. However, if loktan la'etzim, if you just want to use it as the wood of the vine, rather than use the vine as fruits, ein bahem kedushas shvius. Again, the assumption of la'achila is not necessarily for human consumption, it's also for animal consumption. That's also considered to be lehem yeh la'achla. But the working assumption, the assumption is that Eitzim ein behem kedushas shvius. So just before we continue in the Gemara to the teretz of the Gemara, Tosus over here was bothered. A little Tosus shegavavan lechova was bothered by this particular ukimta, and Tosus says yesh lefarish dafka nakat v'yesh lefarish urcha demilsa nakat. Well, what's going on over here in Tosfos? How did you understand? What are these two options? As we're pointing out that when we have a certain situation, then we ask the person, what was your kavana in the gathering? So the first perush is yesh lefarish d'dafka nakat, that the only time that we have a suffix, what the kavana was when it's being gathered into an otsar. Then under such situation, we can say that since it's, you know, we could say, well, maybe it's being gathered for ma'achal behema, or maybe it's being gathered as firewood. Masha Einkein, were it to be gathered not wholesale into a large otsar, but simply a person picks up a few vines, then our working assumption would be that that would be for ma'achal behema. Everyone knows that anyone who's ever made a campfire that you're not that wood which is still damp, which is still fresh, is not going to be very, very helpful for you in terms of building a campfire. You need something which has been dried out. So when it goes into an otsar, then we have two sides to the coin. But when you're picking it fresh, l'chol rebarer, it's for ma'achal behema. That's the yesh lefarish dafka nakat. Only in the situation of gavavan l'chova, when you're gathering it for an otsar, do we have two options. However, yesh lefarish d'orcha d'milsa nakat, that everyone has his own cheshbonos, and sometimes someone may, you know, need quickly a fire, and what can he do? He'll have to use something which is inefficient, and so we always are going to ask the individual, what was your kavana? And if his kavana was from ma'achal behema, we have to treat these vines with kedusha shvius. If the kavana was le'etzim, then we don't treat it. But the bottom line is that etzim don't have kedusha shvius, so why in the world do we have an issue with a lulav had the Chanata been in the seventh year, even if the Chanata had been in the seventh year, there's no Kedusha Shviyas in the Lulav, and you can still use it for Havla'a and give the Esrog of Matana. So Gemara distinguishes, Shaini Hasam Damar Kra, Lachem La'ochla, Pasuk in the parasha of Shemitah, in Behar, V'hayisa Shabbos Ha'aretz, Lachem La'ochla, Lachem Dumya De'achila. Lachem implies that you can use it for any purpose, it's yours. Dumya, but la'acha limits it. Dumya da'achila, it's like a klal and a prat, that we're limiting, en l'chela kein prat. De la'achila, what's the uniqueness or what's the special quality of achila? Mi shehana'aso ubi'uro shave. That in the world of achila, as it's being consumed, namely the bi'ur, that's the time that one is receiving hana'a. So anything that meets that criteria would be permissible in terms of that which has Kedusha Shviyas. Rashi gives the examples, Kegon Sika, Shtia, Hadlakas Haner. All of these are situations where we find Hanaso Biro Shava, Yatza Eitzim, Shehan Asan, Achar Bi Uran. And therefore, the Eitzim do not have Kedushas Shviyas. What exactly is the technical situation of Nasan Achabiuran? We'll see in 2 minutes, right? That's a Machokas Rishonim. Exactly what over here is the are these two stages by Eitzim of the Hano and the Biur. But over here, this Rashi, there's a Rashi that points out that L'chor, we have a certain jump in the Gemara. The Gemara first deals with what you're allowed to do with peiros of shviyas, lachem lo'achla, and says we have a criteria of hana'asu biro shave, and then the Gemara moves over to what pradus has kedusha shviyas. The lachara, these are two very, very different issues. One is in terms of the gavra, what is he allowed to do with the with that which grows during the seventh year, and then we move over to the cheftza, where is Kedusha Shviyas Chal and where is it not Chal? In other words, what's going on over here? What is the drasha that we're building on? And so what Rashi does is he introduces another drasha. Look, let's read together the Rashi. Shaini Hasam, Gabi Eitzah Hasaka, Lahachi Lo Nahaginan Be Kedusha Shviyas, Do Amar Krava Hayesha Shabbos Lachem Lachla, Mashma Lachem, the Lachem Lachore is a Chal, the Kol Tzarchechem, Uksiv Lachla, Lememra de ein mutar lehenos mi peres shviyas ela hanoa adom el achila. We have the prat, we have the miut. Shehanoa, and so what is dumya de achila? Hanoasu biro shav. Eklomar, hanoasu biro shemisbar min haolam boim ki echad. Kegon, not only achila, but also sicha, shesia, hadokas aner. All of these are situations, are kiyumim of the mitzvah of Shemitah, because in all of these we have hanoa biro shav. These are all the equivalent of la'achla. And then Rashi continues. Umehach drasha name yalfinan she'ein shviyis noheg ela bepri ha'omeid lahanos halalu. That there is another drasha, the same words, lachem la'achla, also raise the possibility of a second drasha. The hachinami midrash kra, that we can read the pasuk in another manner. V'hoyesa Shabbos Ha'aretz, no heges bima shelachem lo'ochla. Namely, shelachem lo'ochla doesn't relate to the gavra, it relates to the bameh shelachem lo'ochla. It relates to the chefza, it relates to that which is growing. That which is growing, shehana aso dome la'achila, that has kedusha shviyas. Ma she'en came in situations where the main hana'ah of that which is growing is not Domela Achila, that has no Kedusha Shviyas. Do you see that, in other words, that we have, according to Rashi, we have, the Gemara is giving us a shorthand of a dual drasha. Then we have one drasha to tell us, what do you do with peiros that have Kedusha Shviyas? You have to use them in a manner of Achila. Second drasha is Bamet. On what prados is there Kedusha Shviyas? On that where the main Hana'a is Achila. or something similar to achila. Namely, the prince of achila over here is defined as hana'asu b'yiros shavah. So we're dealing with this is the mitzvah of what you do with peros that already have kedusha shviyas, and this excludes certain peros from having kedusha shviyas because their clear hana'a is not shaveh l'biyuro, and therefore eitzim don't have kedusha shviyas. It's not that they have kedusha shviyas, but it's fulfilled in a certain manner. They don't have kedusha shviyas because of this second drasha. That's the way Rashi learns in the notes that are found in the Rishimos of Rav Reichman. The Rav pointed out that l'chora Rashi, you know, he learned the way he learned, and certainly you can say that. But l'chora, that's not pshat in the Gemara. I mean, we don't see that anywhere in the Gemara, that the Gemara has over here two drashos. In other words, that in what Rashi says, the shiny hasam do amakra, we have two drashos. A, what can you as the gavra use it for? Lachem l'ochla, only things that are hanasa b'yiroshava. B, on what is their kedusha shviyas? On that which is lachem l'ochla, and that which its main benefit is via achila. You could simply learn that this is all one drasha. How would you learn that this is all one drasha? I mean, what's pshat in the Gemara? So close off. If one looks in the Ritva, one doesn't find this second drasha. Look in Rabbeinu Chananel, you don't find this second drasha. Everything is learned out from one drasha. There's all one halacha. In other words, that once the Torah tells us that the main mitzvah of kedusha shviyas is achila, hana'asu b'yiroshava, then it's memela. If the main tashmish is going of the agricultural produce is going to be shelo kederach mitzvasa, then it has no kedusha shviyas. Now, not a second drasha. It all comes out of the first drasha. That if the whole purpose of kedusha shviyas is to give you the ability of consuming it, so that which is not consumable, that which is not hana'aso b'yiro shava, simply does not have kedusha shviyas. Not as a separate drasha. Simply, it stems from the original drasha, and this is what the I forgot to. Print it. Maybe it was on the sheet that I gave last time. I'm sorry. So on the sheet that I gave last time, I'm sorry. The Rav quoted the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. What? Ah, thank you. What? Okay, just forgot. The Rav quoted the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. It was in the Marmakamos. I'm sorry. In Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, not mistaken. Oh my goodness. This Rambam has Hilchos Mechira in the middle of Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. Okay. Beseder, but it has it. It's just like five pages of Hilchos Mechira. No. Once upon a time, people made such mistakes. Okay, so Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, Ma'aser, Ochel Shedavar Shedarcho Lehayachel, V'shos Shedavar Shedarcho Lishtos, V'sach Davar Shedarcho Lasuch, that Ma'aser Sheni also has Kedusha like Shemitah. And then he continues that Kevan Shen, in other words, Ve'ein Machayevin Oso Le'echol Pat She'ipsha V'shemen Shenisrach, that if this person had bread that was Ma'aser Sheni and it became moldy, or he had oil that was Ma'aser Sheni and it went rancid, there's no, we don't tell him you have to eat it. Ela Kevan Shenifsal Me'ochel Adam Paka Kedusha Mimenu. The moment that it's not roi la'achila, then it's not kadosh. Namely, they're simply two sides of the same coin. That the kedusha is expressed via eating it. Therefore, that which can't be eaten has no kedusha. Not as a separate drasha. Simply, this is all this is all interlinked. I certainly feel that what the Rav said is very, very valid. But if one looks at the Sefer HaMafteach and the Frankel Rambam on that piska in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, there certainly is room to distinguish between Ma'aser Sheni and Shemitah, and also there's room to distinguish between that which had kedusha and then lost it, and saying it doesn't have kedusha in the first place. But you know, but it does appear. I do think the Rav is correct that aside from Rashi, none of the other Rishonim make this make over here a separate drasha for the world of the Chefza. Namely, it's all intertwined. But as I mentioned, in terms of the Pratim, what does it mean, Yotzu Atze Hasakosh and Asan Achar Biuran? So over here, we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva, exactly what is the Hana'a of Atze Hasaka. Look in Rashi, Yotzu Atze Hasakosh and Asan Achar Biuran, Mishenasu Gecholim Ofin Bahem. Avolulav Iker Hana'aso, Tavolulav will come to in a moment. So from these four words, Mishenasu Gecholim, Ofin Bahen, what over here is the Hana'a and what over here is the Biur within Rashi?
The Biur is when it's burned.
The Biur is while it's being, while it's up in flames, that's the Biur, right? And what is the Hana'a? What do you do with the coals? Ofin Bahem. Namely, that we have over here a situation where we have it's being up in flames. That is the biur, and the hanah which succeeds it is the afia. The maisa afia is the hanah. The hanah is not while the eitzim are in flame. The hanah is when you have the charcoal, which is the result of the flame. Then we have the afia. What does the Ritva suggest?
He says the hanah is like the heat, right?
He says yatsu eitzim she'ein ben hanah b'mashen is bashel ella la'achar bi'uran kisha adam nehene me oso hapas. Umeoso hatavshil, that according to the Ritva, the biur could even include this its state of being in flames or the gecholim, but the hanah succeeds it because the hanah is dafka when you eat it. Is dafka when you eat it? Yeah. What over here is the machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva? According to Rashi, what would be the halacha if we had a culture where we're talking, let's say that you wanted to make marshmallows, and you make marshmallows dafka when the wood is in flames. What would be the halacha then, according to Rashi? That would have kedusha. That wood, you know, if there was special marshmallow wood, right? That you made that you use specifically for baking or for cooking or for heating at a time when it's in flames, that would be hana asim biroshave. According to the Ritva, what would be the halacha in that case?
The same. It's not.
It would not be. In other words, that's hana. The hana is not making the marshmallow brown. The hana is eating the marshmallow. Okay, so we have a machlokas over here between Rashi and the Ritva, as which appears to you to be the default position. Who has to be explained over here, Rashi or the Ritva? If you think about all of the examples that we have of hana'as and ubiur and shava, are they more similar to Rashi's example or to the Ritva's example? We have achila, shtia, sika, and hadlakas haner. They're all similar to the Ritva, namely that the Hana'a, common denominator of the Hana'a is what?
I'm getting it.
The Hana'as Adam, what I am being Nehene, right? According to Rashi, we're dealing with creating an item. I'm creating cooked food. The Hana'a is creating cooked food. Not my eating, that's something different. We're not dealing with my eating. Simply the fact that I created cooked food, that I'm Nehene. Previously I had a raw potato, and now I have a cooked potato. That's my Hanoi, that I can eat this whenever I may want. But the Hanoi is having the cooked potato, having the marshmallow which is singed. That's the Hanoi, yes?
Yeah, I feel like Rashi, he's case of more of a Hanoi and Biurun and Shoda, like actually happening at the same time. But the Ritva, the Biurun happened already, and there's like a second, in a sense, Biur by eating it. But the original biur was that it was burnt. And now when you're eating it, that's not enough. It's not necessarily another biur and shava. There's another biur that's like after.
No. Again, slowly. In other words, the hana'a is that which the person is nehene. The biur is that which happens to the peroshvias. The peroshvias are not the potato or the marshmallow. The peroshvias over here is the wood, right. Is the fuel.
But that happened before the hana'a.
That's, in other words, what I'm saying, that according to Rashi, simply, in other words, that we happen to have a hechatimtza, according to Rashi, in which most things that are cooked over charcoal as opposed to being cooked over an open flame. Were we to have a case, according to Rashi, where we'd have something cooked over an open flame, that would be hana'a sobi roshava. Because according to Rashi, the hana'a is creating a singed marshmallow. The hana'a is creating a potato which is edible. The biur is that which is being done to the fuel.
Right.
Okay? So the question is you know, it's, the biur is always, you know, where the fuel is being consumed. The question is as to whether the hana'a is the same time or not the same time. So Rashi says that according to the Gemara, when you cook things, the hana'a and the biur are not at the same time, because first it's turned from peroshvias into charcoal, and only then do you have the food being made. According to the Ritva, even if it hadn't been turned from coal into charcoal, it's always going to be hana'asan lachar biurun, because hana'a is the eating. It's not the,
yeah.
It's not creating the food. So lechora, the Ritva, in other words, is saying that, well, the common denominator is always when we're dealing over here with the hana'as ha'adam. What would Rashi say?
I think Rashi would say in response that he's looking for a hana'a connected to like the shvius item itself. I mean, he's wanting to talk about a hana'a from the item that potentially would be shvius itself, while the Ritva is talking about a hana'a that's coming from something that's a product of the shvius item.
But the shvius item over here is the fuel. The shvius item is the fuel, not that which is being cooked.
Right, so he wants to say that you have the ability, the Rashi saying the hana'a that you'd be getting would be the hana'a from the ability to be able to now cook something on this, right? The Ritva is talking about the hana'a that says you're eating at the rather you're able to cook on the shvius item.
You're correct, but in other words, let's sharpen what you're saying. Namely, what Tuvia is suggesting over here is that in terms of the criteria of Hana'asan Ubiuran Shava, in terms of the criteria of Hana'asan Ubiuran Shava, the Rashi says the Ritva is really introducing a category. He's introducing an aspect which is not necessary. Hana'asan Ubiuran Shava is purely a din of time. It's purely a din of bevas achas. In other words, that's the only thing that we're concerned about. Do we have a hana'a bevas achas with the biur of the fuel, or don't we have a hana'a bevas achas with the biur of the fuel? According to the Ritva, we're adding in that that you need a hana'as guf ha'adam simultaneous with the burning of the fuel. Who, in other words, that goes beyond the phrase Hana'asan Ubiuran Shava. In other words, it's true, it happens to be a common denominator of the examples that were given previously, but it's not a necessary criteria. The necessary criteria is that which the Gemara says, Shava, that we have over here a question, is there a simultaneous Hana'a or is there not a simultaneous Hana'a? What is the nature of the Hana'a? Whether we're dealing over here with the nature of Hana'a of having an item which is now readable to be eaten, or the nature of the Hana'a is that the person currently is enjoying it, that goes above and beyond, according to Rashi, the language of the Gemara itself. Okay, so we have this machlokes within the world of simply the hechatimtzo. Why are eitzim ein Hana'asan ubiuran shava? We have over here, simply according to Rashi, that even the Hana'a of that which was created comes after the biur. Well, according to the Ritva, we need a human Hana'a, and that human Hana'a certainly comes after the biur. You're not eating it while it's being cooked. You're certainly eating it only later on. So the Gemara then continues. In other words, and again, all of this is as opposed to lulav, that lulav is similar to la'achla, that you have the Hana'a parallel to the biur. What is the Hana'a? And what is the biur, but in the world of lulav?
Sweeping.
And so what's the biur?
It's getting ruined.
We have wear and tear on the broom. That's the biur, that the straws are being broken off as you're sweeping, and the Hana'a is
cleaning your house.
And once again, that this fits into both Rashi and the Ritva, that the human being who is doing this is enjoying the cleanliness, which comes about simultaneously. So Gemara asks, but is this really true? V'ha'ika eitzin demashchan dehana'asan ubiuran shave. So over here also we have Machlokas Rashi and the Ritva. What are eitzei mishchan? In other words, there are eitzim that are burnt, but what is the hana'a that's received from atzei mashchan? What does Rashi say?
The light, they're like a torch.
A torch, okay. Eitz shem shamein, sheha eitz atzma madrikim bo lahair, kamo avuka, a torch. Namely, that we're dealing with wood which is very, very rich in oil, and therefore, as it is being burnt, you're getting hana'a. What is the ritvas et atzei mashchan?
That you're warming yourself.
Right, that mashchan comes from the concept of chom, right, shachum, and that this is a bonfire that you are warming yourself. The name, as opposed to cooking, where you wait until the fire no longer is in flames, and you have charcoal, when you want to heat yourself, you heat yourself by a bonfire while the flames are lit, a fireplace. Right, that while the flames are lit, that's when you are getting the heat, the heat that is required for cooking is a much higher level of heat. Right? The human being doesn't want to be cooked; he just wants to be warmed up. So that happens while the flame is being burnt. Is this an ekronim machlokes, or is this simply a hetatimtzim machlokes? In other words, is this like Rashi and the Ritva l'shitasam? In other words, that because the Ritva mentioned earlier that the Hana'a was of the body, so that's why he mentioned over here that you're heating the body, and Rashi mentioned previously that the Hana'a was having food prepared. He says over here we're dealing with a torch, or has nothing to do with that. You know, it's simply, there's simply two different ways of learning Hana Astuna Biron Shava by the Atzei Mashkan. Simply two Echetimtzes, but there's no Ekronim Achokes. What do you say?
I think you could argue either way.
I certainly see the side that there's no Ekronim Achokes. How can you link it?
Because the Ritva is again talking about Hana Saguf, the bonfire.
Fine, the Ritva, certainly, but Rashi over here,
it's happening at the same time, it's simultaneous.
But both of them are. But the Ritva's case is also simultaneous. Namely, what Rashi could have also given the Ritva's case.
Right.
So this not lechora is not like if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel, he learned the Atzei Hasaka like Rashi, and he learned over here like the Ritva. In other words, that there's no lechora, there's no connection between these two issues. And with the first machlokas in terms of why Atzei Hasaka are Hanos and Achar Biru, and there we have an Ekronim machlokas as to whether the Hanoah has to be a human Hanoah, a human pleasure, or simply having a food which is prepared, that would be the Hanoah. Masha'en came over here, it's just a question of a Hechetimtza as to whether we're dealing with heat or we're dealing with light. Both of them are simultaneous. L'chora. Tov. That's up to now is the easy part of the Gemara. Now we come to the more difficult part of the Gemara. The more difficult part of the Gemara starts from the words that. In other words, so the Gemara asks, "Va'ika eitzim de mashkan, dahana asanu biuran shava." Amarava stam eitzim lahasaka hein omdim. Okay, what over here is the bottom line of the Gemara according to Rashi? Why? What is the status of eitzim? What is the status of atzei mishkan? What is the status of lulav at this point in the Gemara? What, in other words, how does Rashi understand this concept of stam eitzim? Lahasaka hein omdim.
That we assume that all trees, none of them have conditioned shvius, even if there is a tree, like it's in the mashkan, that does have a dumia de la akva, you're still not going to count them as conditioned shvius, it'll fall under the broader category of eitzim.
Okay, that we have a world of eitzim, we have a world of eitzim that are meant to be burnt. And these eitzim that are meant to be burnt are defined as ein hana'asan ubiuran shave, because most of these eitzim are meant to be burnt in order to be able to create food. And creating food, both according to Rashi and according to the Ritva, is ein hana'asan ubiuran shave, each for his own reason. And therefore, even if we were to have a hechetimtza, where it would be hana'asan ubiuran shave, like Atzei Mashkan, or like the marshmallows, according to Rashi, even if we were to have such a case, it would be batel to the world of Stam Eitzim. That will say that no Eitzim have Kedusha Shvius, because the main purpose of the main Hanoah of Eitzim is Achar Biura. Okay? What about Alei Kanim and Alei Gefanim?
Shekel Bayim Akshava. They can go either way.
Why does it go either way? Because there's no ikar, right? In other words, when we have an ikar usage, we say that the tafel is batel to the ikar, the miut is batel to the rov. But in Alei Gefanim and Alei Gefen, we have no ikar. We have that it can be used, 50% of the people use it this way, 50% of the people use it this way. So does it have kedusha shvius or not?
Depends.
We have to ask the person, what was your intent? If his intent was ma'achal behema, it has kedusha shvius. If his intent was to use it like atzei hasaka, then it has no kedusha shvius. And what is the halacha of lulav?
It would have kedusha shvius.
It does have kedusha shvius, because that is hana'asan ubiuran shavah. And we have three categories. We have a category of stam eitzim. We have a category of Alei Gefanim and Alei Kanim, and we have a category of Lulav. That's the maskana of the Gemara according to Rashi. Eitzim never have Kedusha Shvius. Lulav always has Kedusha Shvius. And Alei Kanim and Alei Gefen, vines, sometimes yes, sometimes no, depending upon the Kavanah. Correct? Tosus also understood that way, that it can go in either direction. Tosus Ramas Loktan Lachila, Ibistam Hayula Eitzim. If we would say that most people use the Alei Gefanim and the Alei Kanim for fuel, Lo Hayamoil Mefaresh Lachila, then his kavanah would be irrelevant. Midi dahaviya etzim demashchan shaliktan lahayir larava damarstam etzim lahasaka. That we don't care why you picked the atzei mishchan. The fact is that it's batal to the world of etzim. However, haneis damayu lahachi ulahachi lahilkach azlinan basar mefarish. That this is that the vines are a separate category from the branches. Branches stam etzim lahasaka. And so even if we have a branch that was meant for Hanasan Birun Shava, it's Batel. Masha Enkein, vines, is its category that it could go either direction, so it goes after your Machshava. And we have a third category of Lulavim that are not branches, and they're not vines. They are, I don't know how we would define them botanically. They're not branches, they're leaves, I guess, no? Lulavim are leaves. Okay, so we have branches, we have vines, and we have leaves. Okay? So the branches are Hana'asan Achar Bi'uran, the leaves are Hana'asan along with Bi'uran, and then we have the vines that can go either way. Fine. That's a very nice distinction. Just Derech Agav, you should know that in many cultures they have brooms made out of twigs, which would not be very helpful in our Gemara. Okay, so I mean, kind of read that our Gemara was assuming that brooms were made out of leaves rather than twigs. Okay, that's all the way that Rashi learned. However, now you can look at the page that I gave you, the Perush HaMishnayos of the Rambam on the Mishnah. Says as follows: Klal hu etzleinu. You see it, the second makar. Esrog basar lekitaso azlinan. So far, so good. Kevan shenilkat b'shana hashvius harayu kedin perushvius afal pishen digmar b'shana shishis. This we saw already. This is the Rambam shita that lekita doesn't mean gemar pri like Tosfos. Lekita means lekita, right? That's what the Rambam paskin Mishnah Torah as well. Then he continues: Aval halulav mutar lemochro. Lefishahu ke'etzim ve'en kedusha shvius chala alav. Okay, we have over here a question: exactly how did the Rambam learn our sugya? Namely, according to the Rambam, within our sugya we have two categories. L'chora, we have alei gefanim and alei. Alei Kanim and Alei Gefanim, that's one category. And then we have Stam Eitzim, that includes Lulav. Correct?
So there's a third category of food.
What?
You said there's a third category.
And the third category, of course, is food, yes. How did the Rambam learn our Sugya? The Gemara asked a question. The Gemara asked, Taima the lulav bar shishis nichnashel shviyas hashviyas kadosh amai eitzim bi almahu. And what does the Gemara come to a conclusion?
Stam eitzim asaka, including lulav.
That is eitzim bi alma. That really, 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 it is eitzim bi alma, and there's no need for a lulav of shishis shenichnas l'shviyas. Why is it eitzim bi alma? Isn't it hanoasan ubiuran shava? Isn't that what the Gemara said? Isn't that what the Gemara at least implied? Just like, that's what the Gemara is saying. Just like Atzei Mashkan are batel to Stam Eitzim, Hu Hadin the Lulav is batel to Stam Eitzim. My nafkamina between a branch and a leaf. A leaf is simply a temporary status. It's going to turn into a branch. When the Lulav remains on the tree, it simply hardens into a branch. And so that's simply a delusion. Or an illusion, if you want to say that we have this third category of leaves. No. It's branches, and there's no reason why it should be any different than Atzei Mashkan. Namely, the question on the Rambam I'm sorry, it wasn't in the Bar Ilan. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos raises the question. The Rambam, the Perish of Mishnayos, wrote that Lulav is, I'd say, is doesn't have to do Shavuos. The Rabbi Kiva Eger says, the Gemara over here says that you need a Lulav of Shishis Shenichnas L'Shavuos. In other words, and because the assumption is that there is Kedusha Shvius. So the Rambam learned that was a Havamina. It's not the Maskana. Look at the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. What kind of lulav are you going to be using during the Shemitah year? So Rambam says, Halokeach lulav me'am ha'aretz b'shvius, nosen lo esrog b'matana, v'im lo nasan lo, if he wasn't willing that the esrog be a matana, mavriya lo demei esrog b'demei lulav. But what is the status of this lulav? So the Radvaz on the Rambam says, the Rambam doesn't say anything about lulav of shishis shenichnas l'shvius. He doesn't get involved in that at all. Ha'lulav ein noheg bo shvius, harei eino pri, elach chorio shel dekel. Va'af al pi shadekel ba'atzmo cheskoso shamor, dahayinu dafka perosav. I mean, there are dates on a palm tree, but the dates have kedusha shvius. Aval halulav him ain't noeg behem shvius. They're no different than the branches. Hilchach demei lulav ainam demei shvius. Esrog upri noeg bo shvius cheskasam in hashamor, and therefore he has to be mavliya the esrog in the demei lulav. So you shouldn't have a problem of demei shvius. Namely, that the Rambam, that the Radvaz understood the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel as a continuity of the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayos. Look at the Mahari Kurkus. Mahari Kurkus is explaining the sugya. The Hikshu Sham, Maishna Lulav the Mutar Liknos ve Esrog Asur, the Tirtsu the Lulav Bas Shishis Nichneses Lishviyasi. Al Kain, the Tesvav Yom Shemir Rosh Hashanah Arachag, Lo Godal, that we're dealing with a Lulav that basically is from the sixth year, Aval Esrog Azlin and Basar Lakita, and it's being picked in the seventh year. And so we have this lulav of the sixth year and the esrog of the seventh year. Hikshu al zeh tepuk le'davi eitzim en kedusha shviyas chala aleihem. Why do you have to come on to a lulav of the sixth year? B'chal, a lulav is eitzim. Hainu be'eitzim dehasaka dro havi hana'asim b'shas biyura. V'lo dami la'achila. Ava lulav ikaru l'chabires habayis koi havi hana'asim b'shas biyura. Havi dami la'achila. U'bazen izbaru kol divi rabbeinu. If you want to understand the Rambam learns the sugya that a lulav that was grown in the seventh year has kedusha shvius, because that's what the sugya says, that there's this third category called leaves. It's not under stam eitzim. So we have over here, so according to the Mahari Kurkus, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah was choserbo from the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos, and learned like the bottom line of the sugya, that we have three categories. According to the Radvaz, no, the Rambam learned the sugya differently than Rashi. The bottom line is only have two categories. That lulav is like atzei mashkan; it's batel to stam eitzim. Okay, we have such a machlokas. What is the bottom line of the Gemara? I mean, halach lemaisa, a lulav that was chonate in the seventh year, does it have kedusha shvius or not? According to Rashi and the Rambam, according to the Mahari Kurkus, it has kedusha shvius. According to the Rambam, the Perish HaMishnayos and the Radvaz, the Rambam holds that there is no Kedusha Shvius. Okay. Now we come to the more difficult part. We're going from Hakafa Shlishis. What's the more difficult part? The next line in the Gemara. What's the next line in the Gemara? That's the question. What's the next line in the Gemara? That's the Machlokas, right? In other words, that our Gemara reads, V'eitzim lahasaka tanoihi. The Tanya da da da. Rashi is moda that this is his girsa. And he happened, Baruch Hashem, he says, he found this girsa both by Rabbeinu Gershom and by Rabbeinu Yitzchak, his Rebbeim. But what was the classic girsa that was found in all of the Svarim? V'stam eitzim lahasaka tanoihu. And Rashi says that he tried as much as he could, Rashi Ba says, to learn that girsa, and he just couldn't. Tosus points out that even though Rashi Ba says that, we have a parallel sugi in Baba Kama, Mamash the parallel. So again, Rashi over there had the girsa, the classic girsa, and he worked it out. And he worked it out, and he even ends in the Rashi over there that this perush is yafe v'hagun. I think that's his language over there. Baba Kama and Daf Kuf Beizam at Aleph. Tosus quotes by us. So Rashi over there, after giving his perush, says, "V'yesh l'shonos acherim v'zo shamati v'hagun." So Rashi, that which Rashi over here, by us says to simply doesn't work out, Rashi Baba Kama says it does work out. Which Rashi was written first and which Rashi was written second? So I guess you can take it in either direction. I would assume that Rashi in Baba Kama was written first. That was the girsa that he had from all of the Rishonim, and he found that there was a way of learning it. And then at second thought, Rashi felt, no, this is not going, and I'm going to look for an alternative girsa. And he found the alternative girsa in two of his rebellion. And so by us, he says, we have to learn the alternative girsa. But ech shelo yeh, we have to try and understand the girsa that we have in front of us, namely Rashi's girsa according to Beno Gershom, and then try and see what is the other possibility and why Rashi Bayas says that other possibility does not work out. And where we'll be heading to is that the Rabbeinu Hananel has, of course, the classic girsa, but he learns a bit differently than Rashi and Baba Kama, and then we'll have to see the Rambam, and then we'll call it a day, I think. Okay? So we're not going to get to the next sugya today. It's already 10 o'clock. Okay, so let's try and figure out what's going on over here in terms of these girsaos. But let me just put one thing out of the way so we don't have to deal with it later. Okay? The Gemara is going to bring a braisa that deals with the world of kvisa, of using Pero Shvius in order as a cleansing agent. Right? And the Gemara is going to say that is a case of Ein Hana'asan Ubiyuran Shava. So just look for a minute at Rashi, two lines from the bottom, and then we'll just wanted to get this out of the way. V'lola kovsa, l'chaves begodim b'yayin shel shviyas. Mishra, soaking pishtan in wine, v'kvusa, and cleaning, using wine as a detergent, hana'asan achar biyuran. Why, says Rashi? Shemisha'a sheshore ha-begodim o ha-pishtan b'yayin sho'a achas, that the moment that we put the wine together with dirty clothing, or we put the wine together with flax, nisbayer v'avadlo, that wine is no longer going to be drinkable. That wine is already rancid. It's no longer ro'i l'shtiyah. That's avadlo. But when is the hana'a of the mishra or of the kvisa? So Rashi says, v'hana'aso eno ad sheyibash bigodim. Does this make sense according to Rashi?
No, because he's talking about Anas Agaf. Right?
This is ritva. This is the ritva. This is, you know, this is the equivalent of having, of eating food. Eating food and lovesh begadim, right? That's the, right, what should have Rashi have said? That when is the hana'a? Not when you wear the clothes, but rather when you have clean clothes. Right? That when the clothes are clean. In other words, that the moment that you put the dirty clothes into the wine becomes rancid. That is the biur. But when is the hana'a? The hana'a is when the clothes come out of the wine, that already, you know, a half hour later, after the soaking and the spinning, etc., after all the cycles of the washing machine, right? Then you have clean clothes. That's the equivalent of having food. L'chora, no?
Did he say that in the Bakamala? I think he says that not when you wear it, but he says until 3 or 4 days later.
When you have it.
Right.
That's what, you know, that would be Rashi Lishitaso. How do we understand Rashi by us that he jumps to the ritva? Why didn't he learn that having clean clothes is the equivalent of having cooked food? So, I mean, you know, what could you say perhaps? What's the difference between, you know, which we're saying that when you have a raw potato and you make it into a baked potato, that, according to Rashi, is already hana'a, even before you eat it. But when you have dirty clothes and you make them into clean clothes, that's only going to be hana'a when you wear it.
Well, the item was usable beforehand.
L'chora, that, in other words, that l'chora, it's a shear in the world of hana'a. Rashi in Baba Kama, as Adam points out, is l'shitaso over here. The moment you had that which you didn't previously have, that's already hana. It's the moment that this shirt is in your closet or on your hanger, that's already hana. I know I can wear this shirt. Ma she'en kein, Rashi Bayas says, just a minute, in case of potato, you had something that was not edible and now it's edible. That's hana'ah, right? But the fact that you had something that was dirty and now it's clean. Okay. In other words, it's not as though you couldn't have worn it when it was dirty. In other words, you happen to technically enjoy it more, many people enjoy it more, when it's clean. Yeshiva Bachrim, not necessarily. But so because Yeshiva Bachrim, not necessarily, that doesn't, you know, it's really not going to be a hana until you actually wear it. But it's the question should be raised, okay? I didn't see it. I looked in the Kapos Tmarim and I looked in the Aruch HaNer. They're usually like the super commentaries on Rashi over here who point out, they don't say anything over here. Kind of, they weren't bothered by it. I didn't go through all of the, you know, it's Kovitz Mefarshim to find whether anyone talks about this Rashi, but you're welcome to. But it's like a bump on a log. It, you know, it'd be much smoother had Rashi gone l'shitaso by saying that the moment that the clothes are clean, even before you wore it, that's already hana. Okay, that's all an aside, just don't have to copy, do it later on. Okay, so let's look at the Gemara and read it according to Rashi. Eitzim lahasaka tanoi hi. Eitzim lahasaka tanoi hi. Is it really true? In other words, what over here is the issue according to Rashi? We're saying that Eitzim have no Kedusha Shviyas. Why do Eitzim have no Kedusha Shviyas? Because they're for Hasaka. And if they're for Hasaka, what does that mean? About the Hano and the Biur? That our criteria of Kedusha Shviyas is Hano Asun Biur on Shava. And since Eitzim Hasaka Ninhu, so therefore we don't have Hano Asun Biur on Shava. That is a machlokes as to whether this is really the criteria of Kedusha Shviyas. Eitzim lahasaka, to say that because hanoason and biuran eno shave, that should be the criteria, that's mochos tanoim, ditanya. We have a Tanakama who says, ein mosrin peiro shviyas lo lemishra velo likvusa, that you can't use peiro shviyas for the purposes of mishra vikvusa, because as we just saw a moment ago in Rashi, it's hanoason ubiuran enon shave. And therefore, this is not a proper kiyum of the mitzvah of Peiro Shviyas. Rav Yossi Omer, Mosrin, you can. My time at the Tanakama, Amar Kra, Lo'ochra, V'lo L'mishra, V'lo L'kovsa. That Lo'ochra excludes Mishra and Kvusa. My time at the Rav Yossi, Amar Kra, Lachem. Lachem L'kol Tzarchechem, Afilu L'mishra V'l'kvusa. That Lo'ochra doesn't exclude them. I Tanakama Uksiv Lachem, as we learned previously in the Gemara, that the word la'ocha, lachem la'ocha, is mitzamtzem the lachem. Mi shahanasu biyuro shava, yatsa mishra v'kvusa shahanasu nachar biyura. Name of the Tanakama is exactly like the sugya that we saw earlier, that you only have kedushas shviyas on that which is hana'asan ubiyuran shava. That's the mitzvah of kedusha shviyas. You can't use that which has kedusha shviyas for situations of anas and achar biyuran. Ivor Rav Yossi haksiv la'ocha, ha'humi boyle, he has a totally different understanding of la'ocha. La'ocha v'lo milo mugma. That la'ocha excludes using it for medicine. What over here is the criteria? Kedetanya la'ocha v'lo milo mugma. Atam la'ocha mugma ueno ela v'lo l'kvusa. Kushomar hare l'kvusa amor. Hamani mekayim la'ocha l'ocha v'lo milo mugma. Ma reis l'rabos es ha'kvusa l'hoti es ha'milo mugma. Marba ani, what is Rav Yossi's principle of la'ocha? Marba ani es ha'kvusa sheshave l'chol adam. La'ocha is mitzamtzem lachem, that you need a hanoa shave b'chol adam. Umotzi es ha'melugma deino shave l'chol adam. Okay, so we have over here a machlokes tanoim, what is learned out from the word la'ocha? La'ocha clearly is mitzamtzem lachem. In what way is it mitzamtzem? The Tanakama learned like the previous Gemara that la'ochla means hana'asun biron shaveh. And Rav Yossi learns that what does la'ochla mean? Shaveh l'chol adam. Namely, everyone agrees that it comes to be mamai. The question is, what is mamai? Nafgamina is kavusa and mishra. According to the Tanakama, this is excluded. According to Rav Yossi, it is not excluded. Yes?
There's a question in Shaveh Gemara. If Mishra and Kvusa aren't Hana and Bir Shaveh, so then they don't have Kedusha Shviyas?
If Lemishra, no, again, we're dealing over here within Rashi with Peirosh Shvias. We're talking about grapes. That's a Rashi. We're talking about grapes. Grapes, wine, right? You can eat grapes, you can drink wine, therefore grapes have Kedusha Shvias. Can you use the grapes slash wine as a detergent? Can you use it as a cleansing agent for the Pishtan? So the answer is no. That since we have over here Kedusha Shvias, it has to be used L'Ochla, L'Shosa, L'Sicha, or L'Alokas Haner. It has to be used for something where we have Hana'as and Abir and Shava. And L'Mishra and L'Kosa, there is no Hana'as and Abir and Shava. But we're talking about Peros Shvias that have Kedusha Shvias. The question is, what can they be used for? That's the way Rashi understands over here the Gemara. Your question is an excellent question because that's going to be the alternative way of learning the Gemara. But within Rashi, we're dealing over here with Peros Shvias. And so within Rashi's Girsa, this is very, very beautiful. Namely, that the way we learned earlier, that Lo'ocha comes to mean you need Hanosa Biron Shava, that's Tanakama. But Rav Yossi learns that Lo'ocha means Shava L'chol Adam. Shava L'chol Adam can even be if Hanas on Achar Biuron, like by Kvisa and like by Mishra, Shava L'chol Adam. It comes to exclude Malugma. What would be the din according to Tanakama with Malugma? What would the Tanakama say about Malugma? L'chora? Or what could the Tanakama say about Malugma? In other words, can you use the wine as a medication?
Yes.
L'chora, yes, because it's Hana'asana B'yuran Shava. L'chora. In other words, the question is, does the Tanakama also have this drasha of Shava L'chol Adam or not? That the Gemara is going to ask in a moment. The Gemara asks, Man Tana Rahadatana Rabban Locha V'lo Malugma Locha V'lo Gazilif Locha V'lo Lassus Menu Apiktizayin Kaman Kerav Yossi. The I Rabbanon Hoikonami Mishra U Kvusa. Namely, that the Gemara wants to say that this is only Rav Yossi, that Rav Yossi has his criteria, and Tanakama has perhaps his criteria. Or you can say, no. You could say that the Tanakama agrees with Rav Yossi, but he has two criteria. And therefore, the Braisa should have said also Lema'it, Mishra Lema'it Kavusa. Okay, you know, it's an open question as to whether the Tanakama agrees with this drush of Rav Yossi as well, or doesn't agree with it as well. Yes?
So then what does Rashi mean in the first line of the Dibur Maskil of Eitzin Desek Tanahi, when he says, Eitzin Desek Gufayah Shanas and Achab Yeron Tanahi E Nahaga Behu Shvias E Lo?
I'm sorry, where are you reading?
Just the Rashi of Eitzin Desek Tanahi.
So the yes, Eitzin Dasaka Gufai.
Shanas and Achab Yeron Tanahi E Nahaga Behu Shvias E Lo. That sounds like it's a question of, does it have Kedusha Shvias? Doesn't it sound like that's what Rashi's talking about?
Nachon, because according to Rashi, if we learn, this is Rashi Lashitasa, that if we have a drasha that Lo'ochla means you need Hanasa Biran Shava, then we have another drasha that comes along with that which is not Hanasa Biran Shava doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. Exactly. This is, in other words, this is exactly the Hemshech of Rashi, that these two drashas go hand in hand. In other words, at the moment you have drasha A, you have two sides of the same coin. We have drasha B. We pointed out, you don't have to necessarily say there are two drashas, it could be all one drasha. However, that's all if we're working within the world of Hanas and Biran Shava. If we're working within the world of Hanas and Hashava Lakol, then, in other words, then what would be the din of Eitzim according to the Rav Yossi?
It has Kedusha
Shvias, and it can be used for Mishra and Kvisa, or it can be used even for Hasaka, because you don't need Hanas and Biran Shava. All you need is Hanoa Hashava L'Kol Adam. Certainly, Hasaka, using wood as fuel, is Shava L'Kol Adam. So we have a machlokus, whether Eitzim L'Hasaka are without Kedusha Shvias, Tanakama, or with Kedusha Shvias, according to Rav Yossi. That's the machlokus Tanoim. Okay? That's the machlokus Tanoim over here, according to Rashi. But we are aware there's another girsa that deals with the world of stam eitzim lahasaka tanoihi. Stam eitzim lahasaka tanoihi. Over here, what did that phrase mean in the Gemara previously? That we take the world of atzei mashkan, maybe even the world of Lulav, and we subsume it under Eitzim. Right? That we say that we have this huge category of Eitzim that goes after its Iker usage, and since the Iker usage is Ein Hana'asanu Biran Shava, therefore no Eitzim have Kedusha Shvius, even those that L'chor could be used for a different purpose. Correct? That is a Machokes Tanoim. Name of the Machokes Tanoim is, do we subsume everything under Eitzim, or do we say we'll view every particular Eitz on its own criteria? That will say that Eitzim are, you know, or it's that Stam Eitzim are for Hasaka and don't have Kedusha Shvius, that Atzei Mashkan are for Ora and or Chimum and would have Kedusha Shvius, and we would say that maybe a Lulav is Hanasan Abira Shavan and would have Kedusha Shvius, and we wouldn't subsume it under. Do we subsume or don't we subsume? That's the Machokes Tanoim. The question is, how does that fit into Tanakama and Rav Yossi? That's what our Rashi felt. He threw up his hands. How, according to the Rashi and Baba Kama, does it fit in? So this is what Tosus quotes: the Peirush Bekuntres v'Zeloshano Tanoihi Ikaman de Isle Stam Eitzim LaHasaka Nitnu V'Lo Chayla Shviyis on all Eitzim Afilu Eitzim de Mashkan V'Ika de Savar. No, every wood will be taken on its own criteria. Afilu Atzei Mashkan Mia Chayla Hainu Tanoi. Who holds what? Rabbanon Savre Stam Peiros. So we want to make over here a hashva'ah. We want, in other words, what we're going to do is we're going to have to, compare apples and oranges. No puns intended. But we're going to compare Eitzim to the world of Peiros Shvius. Okay? According to Rabbanon, Stam Peiros la'achila nitna, chayela alayu kudushas Shvius, on those things, and therefore you have to use them for Biuran, and Hana'asan Shava. And therefore, what happens if you decide that you want these grapes to be used for detergent? What do we say about those grapes?
They have Kedusha Shvius.
Because they're subsumed. Nachon, you may want to use them for Kvisa, but that's a miut. And the Iker usage of grapes and wine is for eating and drinking, and maybe even sika, maybe even using it to anoint your body. But the usual means is not kvisa. And therefore it has Kedusha Shvius. And what's going to be the halacha if you use it for kvisa? You're being mechalel Kedushas Shvius, right? That's what Tanakama says. Lo ochla velo lemishra velo lekofsa. Ein mosrim peiros shvius lo lemishra velo lekfusa. Because we subsume everything under the general category of stam peiros shvius la'achila. The same way we say stam eitzim la'hasaka. So the Tanakama is the one who says that we're going to have the miut batel in the rov. He says it by peiros and we'll apply it also to eitzim. So far so good. That we can live with. Problem is the next line. Okay. However, okay. All right, so he still continues in explaining the sheet of Tanakama. Peros tamayhu la'achila, mishas yitziras an chayla kedusha layu, v'tula mahanya machshava lafkue l'mishra l'kvusa. That's not considered to be a proper usage of Kedusha Shvius. Gabe Eitzim Name, Stam Eitzim Lakosa Ninu Lochayla Filo Eitzim Demashra. So to explain the Tanakama in this manner is fine. But Rav Yossi, Savar, Lo Amrinan Stam Peros La'achila Nitna. Rav Yossi says that if you decide that you want to use these grapes and wine for detergent, what's the halacha? That you can. You can, according to Rav Yossi, right? That's what Rav Yossi says. Rav Yossi says, L'chem l'tzolk, l'kol tzarchechem afilu, l'mishra u l'kvusa. Namely, that we're viewing the grapes, according to Rav Yossi, like we view alei kanim and alei gefanim. That you can decide in your machshava, what are you going to use it for? By alei kanim and alei Ali Kanim and Ali Gefanim, did you want to use them for Ma'achal Behema? Then they would have Kedusha Shvius. Or do you want to use them for Mishra and Kvut? Or do you want to use it, I'm sorry, for Hesek, and then it wouldn't have Kedusha Shvius? Over here, you decide by the wine and the grapes, what do you want to use it for? Mahanya b'machshava ka'ali kanim u'gefanim. V'hecha deliktan le'mishra have a davar shehana aso achar bi'uro v'lo chol aleha shvius. That the way that it's learned over here is that according to Rav Yossi, again, with the comparison to Ali Kanim and Ali Gefanim, if you decide to use Ali Kanim and Ali Gefanim for Hasaka, they don't have Kedusha Shvius. If you decide to use the wine and the grapes for detergent, so then it won't have Kedusha Shvius, and therefore it can be used. That makes sense, but is that what Rav Yossi says?
No.
No. That's the problem over here. Namely, to set up the within the Tanakhama, all of this fits in beautifully. But to fit it into Rav Yossi and into the Tanakhama, that's where we have the problem. The Tanakhama fits in, but Rav Yossi, l'chora, he says he has a whole different drasha. He has a drasha of shav l'chol nefesh. What in the world does shav l'chol nefesh have to do with the question as to what is, you know, whether it has kedusha shvius or doesn't have kedusha shvius? The world of shav l'chol nefesh means that the criteria of Kedusha Shvius is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So how do you fit the two together? How do you fit the two together? So Rashi here threw up his hands and says, I can't do it. Now, Nachon, I thought I could do it in Baba Kama. I see that I can't do it when we get to the Sugi and Sukkot, and I'm going to go over to the other Girsa. But Tosas Kanireh felt that Rashi had something to it. In other words, and Rashi in Baba Kama himself left it at that level. So what I want to suggest is, again, working off of the Rishimos of the Rav in Rav Rachman's Sefer, is that if we could take this to the next level, if we can conceptualize what is really the main issue as to whether we say Stam Eitzim Lahasaka Nitnu or we don't say Stam Eitzim Lahasaka Nitnu. Do we say that the meat is going to be bottled to the Rav, or we're going to say that or we're going to give you your choice as to how you want to use it? So to conceptualize it in the broadest manner, this would be a classic Heftza Gavra world. Namely, that if we say Stam Eitzim Lahasaka Nitnu, we view the Heftza of Eitzim. The Heftza of Eitzim does not have Kedushas Shvius. The Heftza of Eitzim is Hana'asan Achar Biyuran. Atzei Mashkan are a Heftza of Eitzim, and therefore they don't have Kedusha Shvius. We're viewing it not in terms of how I want to use it, we're viewing it in terms of what's there. What's there are Eitzim. And Hu Hadin, we could say that the Heftza of Peiros Shvius is that they have Kedusha Shvius. The Heftza of Peiros Shvius is that they're meant for Achila. And therefore, even if I want to use them for detergent, I can't, because the Heftza is defined. The Heftza is already defined as having Kedusha Shvius. Namely, that we're going to view it from the perspective of the Heftza. Every Heftza is going to be defined as having Kedusha Shvius if the main use is Hana'asana B'yiran Shaveh, like Peiros Shvius, or Ein Behem Kedusha Shvius, because the main use is Hasaka, like Ein Hana'asana B'yiran Shaveh, like Eitzim. We have over here two ways of learning the drasha of La'ochla. Tanakama's way and Rav Yossi's way. Tanakama learns La'ochla, that La'ochla hana'asan ubiuran shaveh, hana'asan ubiuran shaveh, and this is, you know, where it's, and this is what is going to define the mitzvah of Peiros Shvius. Is this a world of Heftza or of Gavra? So one could learn that this Heftza is defined. The moment that we have Peiros Shvius that are roi l'achila, then we're saying that achila conceptually means hana'asan ubiuran shava. This defines these items as having Kedusha Shvius. B'Heftza, they have Kedusha Shvius. Tanakama says you can't use wine for kvisa. It has Kedusha Shvius. It's defined by the Heftza. The Heftza of that which is edible has Kedusha Shvius. Masha'ein Kane, Rav Yossi comes along and tells us, no, we go after the machshava of the individual. We go after what the person wants. This person wants to use them for kvisa. This person wants to use it for mishka. We have this din of basically the kol tzarechichem. It has to be a tzorech, which is shava l'chol nefesh. We have a concept of batla daito. If someone decides he wants to use wine as to paint his walls, and no one paints their walls with wine, so batla daito. But if we have that a good percentage of people use wine as a detergent, so that's his machshava, and we go after his machshava. And so therefore, whether we're going to say stam eitzim lahasaka ninhu is a question, do we view it as the cheftza or do we view it as the gavra? Viewing as the gavra means that the gavra decides what this is going to be used for. He can decide to use aleikanim for ma'achal behema. He can decide to use aleikanim for hasaka. He can decide to use eitzim for hasaka. He can decide to use atzei mashchan for or. And that's fine. Namely, that so we have stam eitzim lahasaka. Do we say that the mir is batal to the rov? Do we say we go after the cheftza, or do we say no, that we view it according to the machshava? That's the machlokes tanoim between the Tanakama and Rav Yossi. Namely, that we'll simply expand their machlokes to a conceptual machlokes. And then we'll say that if you want to say stam eitzim lahasaka nitnu, you want to define things as the cheftza, that will link in with Tanakama. If you want to say no, Asei Mishkan will have their own Kedusha. They'll have their own status because this is what you want to use it for. And this is a usage which is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. It's fine. Then we'll get to Rav Yossi, and then we don't say stam eitzim lahasaka nitnu. We're going to view everything according to the machshava of the individual. Okay? Is that understood? Okay, so far, so we have now Rashi in Baba Kama, okay, brought down by Tosfos, and Rashi by us. Rashi by us is glat. In other words, everything just fits in, like the pieces just interlock beautifully. Rashi in Baba Kama, you have to make a sort of a jump, that even though these appear to be very, very different machlokot, one is a machlokes in Miud and Rov, and the other is machlokes, and what do we learn out from Ga'ocha? Do we learn out Ga'ocha, Hanasa, Biron, Shava? Do we learn out Shava, L'chol Adam? But what underlies the sugya is, are we viewing it as the Cheftza, or are we using it as the Gavra? Okay? However, there is a third way of learning, which L'chora, I think, is like the real understanding of the original Girsa, and that we'll find in Rabbeinu Chananel. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel has the classic Girsa. Do you see where it says Stam in Rabbeinu Chananel? Stam Eitzim Rasaka Omdim Ve'ein Mutarim B'Shviyis Ela Mishum Hanos Anachar B'Yuran Tanoihi. Do you see that? In other words, he has the Girsa of Stam. D'Tanya, he quotes the Braisa, Ein Mosrim Perush Shviyis L'Mishra V'Kovsa Perush. And here is where Rabbeinu Chananel moves off from that which we saw in Rashi and Tosfos. Perush, kagon, perush shemalabnim v'kovsim bahem, kagon boris v'kayotzebo. Namely, our question is not dealing with wine. We're not talking about can you use wine as a detergent. That's not our issue. Our issue is that there are vegetation that the Indians will use for detergent. In other words, that there are natural detergents. And the question is, do natural detergents have Kedusha Shvius, or do natural detergents not have Kedusha Shvius? That's our question. In other words, the same way we have a question about Ale Gefanim and Ale Vines, do they have Kedusha Shvius? We have a question about Eitzim, the wood, does it have Kedusha Shvius? Here we have a question when we have vegetation that can be used for detergents. Does that have Kedusha Shvius? That's what it was meant for. So, the halach is as follows. So, the Tanakama holds, Asur, Mehai taima dichsiv lachem ye la'ochla bi'inen lachem dumya da'achila. Ma la'ochla be'ez hana'asa mizbarim, af lachem bi'inen liyos bi'uro bish'as hana'asa. Lahotzi mishra v'kvusa shemiskabsim u'mislabnim achar biuran v'nimtes hana'asan achar biuran v'asur V'chein ha'etzim. Namely, that the Tanakhama holds that we put all vegetation under one heading, and since the heter of using vegetation and fruits is for eating, hanasan biron shaveh, and over here detergent by its nature is hanasan ve'ein biuron shaveh, this is an improper use of that which grows during the Shemitah year. During the Shemitah year, you can use these vegetables to eat. You can't use them for detergents. Rav Yosi Matir Dayek Leilachem Letzoch Kol Tzarchechem Afilu Mishra V'Kvisa. Namely, that Rav Yosi points out that no, I have a different criteria. My criteria, says Rav Yosi, is this a usage which is Shava L'Chol Nefesh? Detergent is Shava L'Chol Nefesh, and therefore this can be used. This will have Kedusha Shvius to be used for its mitzvah. The mitzvah of fruits is eating. The mitzvah of this vegetation is detergent. Everything, we don't say stam, eitzim. We don't put everything in a bundle and say the meat is bottled to the rove and has to be used for the purposes of the rove. We say that we judge everything in terms of its particular usage. And as long as the usage is shavu l'chol nefesh, then everything is fine. So Rabbeinu Chananel, by moving off from wine to the world of detergent vegetation, in other words, creates a flow in the Gemara, namely that we have fruits that are basically made for eating. We have wood which is made for burning. We have vines that can go in either direction. What if we have a wood that's made for a torch? So that's a question. Do we say stam eitzim lahasaka? Do we subsume it? So here we have a vegetation which is used for detergent. Do we subsume it under the world of fruits and say these are, you know, that since this is not hanasan biron shava, it's no good? Or do we say no, this has its own criteria? And this has its own criteria. The criteria is that which is shavu l'chol nefesh, and it'll have kedusha shvius. Okay? So then it fits in very, very beautifully. Let's look at the Rambam. Is that there? In other words, we have so far three perushim of the Gemara. We have one perush of the Gemara, Rashi by us, that we have an overall machlokas, what is the criteria for using perush shvius? Is the criteria hanasan biron shava, or is it shava l'chol nefesh? That's Rashi by us. Eitzim lahasaka tanoihu. We have the gears of stam eitzim according to Rashi and Baba Kama, that our question is, do we go after the cheftza or do we go after the gavra? Right? In other words, are we going to view things in terms of large categories? Are we going to view everything in terms of machshava? And then we have Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that we have to divide. Previously, we divided the world into branches, fruit, and maybe leaves, right? But we have branches and fruit. Now, says Rabbeinu Chananel, we have another category, perhaps, called vegetation for detergent. Vegetation for detergent, okay? Is, in other words, and the question is, should this be subsumed under fruits? That's a Tanakhama. Or can we view it as its own world? That's Rav Yosi. Okay, so let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel has three halachos: halacha Aleph, halacha Yud, halacha Yud Zayin. Okay. Perek Hei halacha Aleph. Peiro shviyis nitnu l'achila l'shtia l'sika l'hadlaka saner v'l'tzviya mipi yashmu alamdu tihye af l'hadlaka saner v'l'tzboa botzeva. This is talking about peiro shviyis. Halacha yud, mine kuvusim, kagon, boris v'ohal, kedusha shviyis chol aleihem. Namely, the moment that the Rambam has a separate halacha about mine kuvusim, kanera, who is he quoting over here? Who deals with Mine Kvusim? This is Rabbeinu Chananel. This is how Rabbeinu Chananel learned the Machlokas, Tanakhama, and Rav Yosi. And how does he paskin? Machapsim Bahem. You can use them. Why shenemar v'hayas haShabbos haaretz lachem l'kol tzarcheichem? Ein mechabsim b'peiros shvius. The heter of kibbutz or Rav Yossi doesn't apply to wine and to grapes. Those are peiros shvius. That's halacha aleph. Halacha aleph can only be used la'ochla hanasu b'iron shaveh. In halacha hey, halacha yud, we're dealing with not edible fruits, we're dealing with minei kvusim, we're dealing with vegetation which is grown for detergents. This has its own criteria. This is the drasha of lachem, what's called tzarchechem, aval ein mechapsim b'peiros shvius. What about melugma? So the Rambam, so the Paskin is vein osim mehem melugma, shenemar shabbos lachem la'ochla v'lola melugma v'lola zilef v'lola haki v'lola mishra v'lola kvisa. Namely, that you need that which is shaveh l'chol nefesh, but shaveh l'chol nefesh in terms of the raw material that we're dealing with. When we're dealing with the raw material of peiros shvius, you need shaveh l'chol nefesh and la'ochla hanasun abiran shaveh. When we're dealing with the raw material of detergent, you're dealing with shaveh l'chol nefesh, but there's no need for hanasun abiran shaveh. There's no need for la'ochla. Okay, namely that this is exactly the way Rabbeinu Chanan learned the Gemara. The Rambam paskins that elu ve'elu, we have both drushas. By peiros shvius, we use the drusha of the Tanakama, like the previous sugya. By mine kvusim, we use the drusha of Rav Yossi. What about eitzim? So Rambam says, mutar lakutz ilanos le'eitzim b'shvius kodem she'e ben pri. When you have trees that don't yet have fruit, so then these trees are eitzim, stam eitzim lehasaka ninhu, and you can cut them. What does this mean? Does this mean that eitzim don't have kedusha shvius, or that eitzim do have kedusha shvius, but their usage is for hasaka? That's an open question. That's an open question. In other words, that you can learn the sugya in both directions. You can learn the sugya that everything is litzarko, that which is peiros, the tzorech of the peiros is eating, hanasa biron shava. That which is detergent, the tzorech is mishra v'kvisa l'kol tzarcheim, there's no need for hanasa biron shava. By eitzim, you could say that it doesn't have kedusha shvius at all, right? Or you could say, no, that it has because but that it has kedusha shvius to be used for its main usage, namely hasaka. You know, that's an open question as to what the Rambam means in that third category. But the Rambam clearly is working within the Perush of Rabbeinu Chanano. Okay, again, we saw the Rambam in the Perush of Mishnayos was quite clear that Eitzim don't have Kedusha Shvius, and therefore Luluf doesn't have either. In the Mishnah Torah, we saw that there are two ways of learning whether Eitzim have Kedusha Shvius or not. So those two ways can fit in over here as well. Okay, we'll stop over here. Belinette, you already have the Marmakomos for the next year. The next year, at this point, will still be on Sunday, but I may simply have a Levaya that I have to be maspid today in the afternoon of a brother of someone who lives in Tzfat. Simply that way, they were very, very dear friends from the Bronx, which I grew up in many, many years ago. And the sister lives in Tzfat. So I have to give Menachem Avil in Tzfat. That's a challenge. So I may, in other words, with your permission, you know, it's take Sunday to go up to Tzfat and to come back. And then we'd have shir Monday morning in place of Rav Arkefet shir, because he already gave his last shir, if that's okay. But in other words, but if I don't go to Tzfat, the shir will be on Sunday. Okay, so it'll either be Sunday at the regular time, or it'll be Monday at 9:15. Is that okay? I'm sorry. Okay, I'll let you know. I have to ask my wife whether.
I know he's going to give it on this to the Mishnah from the base to the Mishnah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what it appears to me I'm doing currently. Can't promise what I'm going to do then, but it's the first time.